I'm Omikawa, and I'd like to talk about the situation in Japan. And there's also a new item that I'd like to report upon. Last fiscal year, we talked about this, and we confirm this each time we make a report, but in regard to Japan, in the very large enterprise area, SMB, as well as the consumer area, in the Japanese market, we have number one position, and we have very good partner engagement as well. And in managed security services, we have been moving forward. We have talked about this since last year. And we have taken advantage of advanced technologies to make proposals to our customers. And what's important here is X-Gen, smart optimal integration, is pursued here. And in the enterprise market, it was said that the multi-vendor policy is the correct one, not just Trend Micro, but to have the safest security, it was necessary to take a multi-vendor policy. But things have become more complicated. Devices have increased. And as Eva Chen has explained, there are a lot of different incident reports. And the contents of the reports and the way things are expressed are different if you have many different vendors. And if there's human intervention, it's very difficult and very time-consuming. Recently, we have a concept from the endpoint, server, and network, we'll have a connected defense so that if something happens, automatically this will be conveyed and we have taken action. CTD is the concept where we have integrated solutions. And in the central government or the local government, this CTD is being used by many people now. So rather than multi-vendor approach, there is a tendency for people to focus on a single vendor approach to take more speedier response. And we have been ahead in providing solutions. And since last year, we have been getting good reaction to this. And on a global basis, as well as in Japan, our solution sets are being adopted in many cases. And when it comes to the hybrid infrastructure protection area, deep security is doing very well. We have increased the number of customers very steadily. But when it comes to deep discovery, as Mr. Negi has mentioned, there was a big deal. Compared to that, in Q4, deep discovery was slightly down, and that led to the negative factor in the Japanese results. But that's just an issue for the fourth quarter, and so there's no major problem here. Meanwhile, when it comes to deep discovery, what can be said is that we are pursuing a partner model. We have a major managed service security providers taking advantage of deep discovery as they deploy management services. So the range covered will cover both IT and OT, and we have the deep discovery penetration achieved through our managed security service partners. In Q4, there was the impact of tipping point. HP did not sell tipping point that much, and so there's not a big customer base here. But Trend Micro has learned how to sell this, and as of Q4, we've been able to get completely new tipping point customers. And this fiscal year in Q1 as well, from large customers where there are IDMs has already been deployed, our customers are adopting tipping point, and so very good deals are emerging. Finally, in Japan, tipping point business is something that can be covered by our mainstream sales staff. Next, For the user protection area, this is a very large market that we already have. But last year, there were quite a few ransomware incidents in this area as well. We have a large user base, but we're still achieving growth. On a monthly basis, the SaaS Virus Buster security solution has been increasing each quarter at a rate of over 20%. On a cumulative basis, we have a major growth here. And at the Cloud Edge UTM, we have solid relationships with new partners. And in the new situation, it's going at a rate of 100 units per day. This is doing quite well right now. And as for Office 365 Cloud Application Security in Q4, a single order was over 10,000 yen. And over the past 3 years, the idea was that we should get 160,000 users. And we've been able to get good deals. So we have new solutions, and we have the monthly charge, and also the MSS, the cloud-based managed security services using user protection. And our partners are able to offer monitoring services on a monthly basis, not on a sell-off basis.
So throughout the year, in user protection, Exchange Approach really worked. And we now have good solution, including deep learning. In addition, we have a CDD. So one vendor can manage a very big scope. It's now well understood, and that's translated into strong sales. Managed service partner collaboration has been strengthening, as Eva mentioned. We are aiming for next generation SOC. We want to be the enabler, and we already have some candidates that we want to collaborate with and deepen our relationships with. We also have vertical solutions, finance, retail, manufacturing, and education, public. We have dedicated teams who can speak the language of each industry as they explain our solution. And in January this year, we will start a smart factory expo. Well, Trend Micro will be exhibiting at the smart factory expo. Now, in the area of consumers, IoT, Exchange, and digital life support was a plan for the fiscal year. Flexible support service for a digital lifestyle is now expanded to include consumer type SOC and also home security within people's homes. So our concept has further expanded. And this year in Japan and the United States, home network security will be again sold in the American market in the second quarter. In Japan, Trend Micro is the only one that's growing in terms of consumer business. Every other vendor is losing in terms of share and also unit price. We are trending high. And many products and solutions with supports are selling. Virus Buster sales in Docomo's shop, mobile security sales is very strong. 70 to 80% of these distributors are selling our products, supporting our strong sales. Not many people buy PCs these days, they buy smartphones instead. And our solutions can be provided to the smartphone buyers through these channels. And this is helping us sustain the sales. At the global level, we have been selling products for Macintosh. And And in FY16 and 17, the sales tripled because there are many users in the United States. If you look at Macintosh Utility, our product is actually number one. Sales is growing strong, and we will continue to focus in this area. So for FY17, this is what we have achieved. Now, in January, at the Smart Factory Expo, we actually did this expo with Alexa, Hagiwara, and also Yasukawa. We worked together on this expo. Existing factories were damaged with ransomware, and OT security is a big challenge for big companies, and the IT department is responsible for that because the factories do not have budget for this. Now, IT department has to take care of OT as well. They have to start with planning and concept. What to do with the existing factory? The only thing you need to add is this appliance. And for each production line, if there is a problem with a network, you can stop the manufacturing line automatically because it's connected to the switch. Deep Discovery product is now included in this small-sized Linux server, and the policy manager can also be used to implement the security policy defined by the customer. And if there is any problem, it connects to the SDN switch and stops the line. And Hagiwara made something like this. It's a very, very simple monitor for the factory operators. They can see the device with a problem, and all you need to do is insert this USB stick, and it's color-coded, green for safe and red for dangerous. And this whole set can be implemented in existing factories, and we do have a target user who is doing this deployment 9. Now, you can cover individual lines, or you can also put the tipping point at the entrance of the factory, and factory gateway can include our IoT security in the Linux system. We can provide a comprehensive solution. And we now have Hagiwara, Yasukawa, and Yokogawa, all of these factory-oriented SIs that we can develop new partnership with. Now, yesterday we made this announcement. Panasonic and Trend Micro will be working on cybersecurity solution for connected cars. This is a joint development project. And we have been doing some experiments, and as of yesterday, we made this announcement. This is not only about the vehicles themselves, but also cloud computing. Data coming from the vehicles can be gathered in the data center on the cloud, which can be made secure by us. So this is a joint development with Panasonic, which was announced. The actual service is expected to start in 2020, and the joint development is currently underway. We are also approaching potential customers. And as of today, home network security Diamond Box used to be all white and didn't really stand out, but we have switched the color to red, and Yorobashi camera is very keen on displaying this. So this is a smart TV corner and a PC corner, peripherals corner, game corner. Because the idea is everything will be connected. All home appliances, including camera, will be connected, and that can be risky. And these value resellers want to sell our solutions for devices that can be connected. So starting from now, we'll be focusing a lot on home security, network security. Home network security devices are increasing very quickly in the US too. So we want to start this in the US in the second quarter too. CSOC, a home network, everything should be included in the network security so that we can start delivering the solution in the US and also in Japan this year. So that's what I wanted to report to you. Thank you for your kind attention.